Rabbi Rick has left the building.
He's not here. But it's still the news, according to me. Yo! It is Snowmageddon out there right now. That's why Rabbi Rick is not here, actually, because it is crazy town out here in the cold tundra, northern Indiana. We have, wind chill, I think, was 125 below.
Where was it?
I'll find out in a second here. It was something ridiculous. Look. Snow has begun to fall throughout the area. Update on snow totals. Like, we're going to be able to do anything about that. So much for this global... Everybody, listen, pay attention very closely. If you have an SUV, make sure you start it up and run it. Just leave it running. And all the snow will go away. It's going to heat up the planet. We're going to change the weather. We have Snowmageddon going on. I think, I'm just going to look at the temperature here. I don't know what the temperature is outside right now. It is currently, it's 5:53 here in on the East Coast, Eastern Time. I'm as far west on the East Coast as you can get and still have Eastern Time. It is currently 12 degrees outside. Snow is falling, and wind is making it feel like it's -4, which actually isn't not as bad as I thought. Because I was out running around, of course, picking up milk for the wife. And she has a special kind of milk she likes. So I was doing that for her because I'm a good guy. At least that's in my mind. In my little world, that's what I think. And she, I picked it up and I noticed that as I was getting in and out of the car a couple of times, I had to run a couple of errands. I had to go to, a couple of different places to get some things, of course. And as I was getting in and out of the car, I noticed that it was getting colder. And the breeze was picking up. And it was feeling not so nice outside. So I'm now at my studio again, my main studio. And so I have to trudge home after this, risk life and limb for you folks to get back and forth to do this show. But, it's a small price to pay for the kind of money I make doing this. So y'all, maybe you haven't heard, Parler's back in town. That's right. I've already posted this morning's show, which I just got posted, by the way, because my internet's so slow here right now. Finally got the show posted this afternoon. This morning's show got it posted this afternoon. And it looks like, Parler's back up and running. So we'll see what happens with that. That was the main place where people were clicking on the show was on Parler. Now, this was right before the election, and there was a lot of stuff going on with regard to the election. So that probably had something to do with it. There was a lot of interest in what was happening with the election and all that stuff. Apparently, data, like my user information and all that stuff is still there. I believe I might even still be a verified user. I believe I'm not positive on that. What's that? I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, I got my little verification thing on there. I'm a verified guy because that's the kind of guy I am. I'm very verified. I've been verified for most of my life. You know what? I did not fix myself anything to drink. And this could be a problem because my throat gets kind of dry here when I'm talking. Oh, what a day this has been. This morning's show talked a little bit about some of the stuff with the impeachment trial and all the stuff that was going on there. And, lots of crazy stuff. There was a lot of misinformation, and I went through all that stuff this morning. I'm not gonna belabor that again. Because I repeat myself a lot anyway, so I'm sure I will repeat myself again. Because a lot of times I repeat myself. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but sometimes I will repeat myself, and I get kind of repetitive. because I tend to repeat myself. That aside, I think you're probably aware of that. So the interesting stuff that was going on, and we went through, if you didn't catch that that episode, I believe it was 85, I think. Let me double check that because I want to make sure I'm not misleading you with misleading information. Pretty sure it was, yeah, episode 85 was the episode number we did this morning. And I did this morning. I don't know who this we is. It's just me here. And I went through Nancy Pelosi's little tirade. If you didn't get a chance, I kind of broke that down and told you what I felt about that. And some of the key things that she said in there that really kind of explain the Democrat Party and the way the politicians and the ruling elite think of us and the way they run their parties, the kind of decisions that they make and the kind of way they operate. And I also covered a little bit about Mitch McConnell's, you know, his issues. Now, I've read some interesting articles, just skimmed across a couple things, and apparently there were some talk. I went back to kind of the last 2 weeks, last two or three weeks of articles and headlines and stuff that's been reported in the news on both sides, on both the legacy media, what some would call the Mockingbird media, Mockingbird Press. I just call it the left-wing media, which is pretty much all legacy media. And then the some of the other alternative networks and what's being reported in some of the other things. And 100% Fed Up is pretty good. There's a couple others. I can't think of them off the top of my head. There's a couple others that are pretty good. You have to do a lot of reading. And a lot of guys will report. The way they do their reports, some of like Next News Network and there's a couple others. H.A. Goodman sometimes will also do this. He'll just read articles, which is nice because a lot of people like that because you're going through and picking out stuff that people don't have the time to find or don't have time to read, and they'll just kind of give you the synopsis of what they're saying, which is really nice. The only thing about Next News Network, I really respect them and appreciate what they do when they report. I especially like Elijah Schaefer when he's on there. Elijah Schaefer, is that his name? Yeah. When he's on there, that guy's got some guts. He's just a fearless individual, and he'll go right into the mouth of the what's going on out there and do reporting. And that's pretty. He's gutsy. He's got a gutsy guy. He was downtown Kenosha walking around. He got beat up, actually. He was walking down just trying to journal, being a true journalist. So the as expected, while all this stuff has been going on, by the way, they are beginning to roll out the gun control thing. What's her name? Something Jackson Lee or whatever her name is on the Democrat side, congresswoman. She is rolling out this major gun control bill. They are not wasting any time on that one. Folks, it hasn't even been a month. And this is rolling out. I knew that a lot of this stuff would be ramping up and getting ready to roll out under the cover of the impeachment trial. Now, I think they were expecting this impeachment trial to go longer. I really think that they wanted it to go a little longer. If you haven't had a chance to hear what some things have been being said about that, I may have some. I'll share some places where you can go tomorrow morning. I might have some sound bites for you tomorrow morning if things go well. Yeah, tonight we're supposed to get like 10 inches of snow, and I don't know how it's going to play out, but I probably will be doing the episode. It's going to be episode 87. We're getting close to 100 here, folks. Probably doing that from home, I would guess. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I've got a huge job I need to do over the next week that's going to take a lot of studio time. And I don't know. I prefer to do that at my regular studio because I just have all the tools and everything. I got a faster computer and all that stuff here. So that's... I may do that. I don't know. I'll probably be coming in. The problem with it is that I have no snow removal. And I'm sure that's something you guys are all concerned about. So I got a four-wheel drive. I got an all-wheel drive car, and I've got a four-wheel drive truck. And my wife has an all-wheel drive car. We drive Volvos. And I might suggest, I would recommend the XC versions of the Volvos, the better ones. We drive XC70s. Not that that matters, but, you know, I'm just giving you a little insight into what I do in my life. And I got to tell you, they are a very utilitarian car. They just, not unitarian, I didn't say that. Utility car. That's, we haul the dogs in there. We get around, drive through all kinds of crazy weather. We got hitches on them. We can pull stuff like, I don't know, whatever we want to pull. We just pull stuff. Hey, I want to pull that. Just pull it. Got a trailer. Got a couple trailers. We can pull. Yeah, they're very, very versatile cars. Very comfortable. Drive really nice on the highway. So that's what we've got. We've had about four of them now, I think, something like that. Crashed a couple of them. Scratchless. Hit a deer at 70 miles an hour with one of my last one was a 2001, and I actually had just over 300,000 miles on it. Pretty proud of that little car. And boom, in the middle of nowhere, driving down the highway, 70 miles an hour, and I hit a deer about 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. And yeah, it flipped right over the top of the car. The car was totaled because it was such an old car with so many miles on it. They didn't want to give me anything for it. But I thought it was I had done a lot of work on it. I do my own work on my cars, a lot, most of it. And that helps a lot with when you got a car like that, you can't pay the Volvo dealership or somebody to work on it all the time. It's just ridiculous because they charge ridiculous. Just to change the transmission fluid at the dealer, I think it was $800. I did not do that. I just asked him, by chance, what does it cost to get my transmission fluid changed? If you guys just did that right now, $800. He didn't even hesitate. $800. Okay. So it's like $100 a quart. Something like that. I don't know. Probably more than that, actually. I did that myself. And I think it cost me 67 or 70, 66, 60, but about $70. I think is what I ended up paying for that. Oh, well, you know, you don't put the right stuff in there, it won't last. Well, it had 300,000 miles on it. So what do you want to do with that? Is that the difference between getting 500,000 or 1 million miles out of it? I don't know. That's got another one that had 300,000 miles on it, a little over 300,000 on it, and it was a 2003, and it also got involved into a little fender bender. Popped the airbag, and that was totaled. And then, so the ones we have now, we have a 2012 and we have a 2007. I drive the 07, wife drives a 12. I'd like to get one a little newer, and then I can either, you know, keep that one or she can have the newer one or whatever. I don't know. Whichever one she likes. She gets whatever she wants. Because she's the queen. That's why she gets milk. That's why I get the milk for her. To provide milk for the queen. She's going to listen to this, and she's going to be rolling her eyes at this, what I'm saying. But I digress. After saying all that, let's talk about politics and all the stuff going on in the world. One thing I did not speak of at all this morning, and I want to get into a little bit, because it is really turning into quite an interesting saga of events on the East Coast over there. Mr. Cuomo, Governor Cuomo. Not a Cuomo, just Governor Cuomo, but I say a Cuomo. Governor Cuomo in New York. We like to talk a lot about what he knows. And he's got a big nose to knows all about it. He is a very pompous individual. The kind of guy that is he thinks he's pretty important. I don't have a lot. I don't really gravitate towards people like that. Let's just say that. I'm not exactly one to fawn over people like that at all. They just don't impress me. And not that that matters. I'm sure he doesn't care whether he impresses me or not. Because that's the kind of guy he is. So, I'm sure he... Well, let's just put it this way. He's got a brother named Chris Cuomo, who is what is he on? He's a guy who talks a lot on, I believe it's CNN. I don't know. I stopped listening to him other than, I used to try to listen to those guys just to get some balance in terms of what they were saying. So I kind of knew what the other side was talking about and the kind of ridiculous things they would say. It got to the point where, I just can't take it anymore. I cannot listen to those guys yak away. Now, once in a while, there'll be an interview. I know Eric Metaxas was interviewed one time by Chris Cuomo here recently, and I have so much respect for Eric Metaxas. He's got a podcast. I think he's got a radio show. I don't know if it's syndicated. He's on some networks, and he also has a YouTube channel. I just highly recommend that guy. Eric Metaxas is the guy's name. Deep respect for him. He's an incredibly brilliant man. He very well read, understands the world, has a deep abiding faith that I have a huge respect for. The guy has been through some really really good teaching, really, really good background, some history, highly recommend that guy. Anyway, Chris Cuomo was interviewing him. And of course, I think they got off into the discussion of abortion stuff, something maybe. And I can't remember how the whole interview went, but Eric stayed with him toe to toe, and Chris was being very demeaning in some ways, very disrespectful and demeaning, in my opinion. I don't know if Chris or if Eric felt that way or not. I just thought it was a very disrespectful way he was treating him, and which I wouldn't expect any more out of Chris. But Eric held his own. He was able to. Keep from just getting, and usually when you go on to shows like that, it's like going on The View. You know, they have like, what, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 women there with a whole crowd full of like-minded individuals who've been molded into their little pattern. And of course, the only Republican, quote, Republican on the panel, typically, is someone who is, I would say back in the day, they would be considered a Democrat. I would say very establishment-minded or compromised. I would just say compromised Republican on The View. And, it's like going into the, it's like feeding yourself to the wolves. And Eric did a really good job. I just thought he was, because he is an extremely sharp person who can think on his toes. And he proved it. I mean, he did a really good job. Anyway, so Chris Cuomo, getting back to Governor Cuomo, he's dancing all around this scandal that's going on. Now, when you look at, let's compare. There's a lot of states I could compare New York to in terms of this COVID thing, everything that was going on with the COVID. And let's just say that in terms of per capita, now the population in Florida, I think, is just slightly larger than it is in New York State. However, the age of the population in Florida compared to New York is vastly different. The number of people in Florida over 70 years old is much higher. There's a, because people, a lot of people go down there to retire. And a lot of people go there from New York, actually, to retire. So there are a lot of New Yorkers in Florida, because that's where they go to retire. And so you have this elderly population down there, which is the most vulnerable within this COVID issue, within the whole COVID thing. And they have a per capita rate of deaths attributed to COVID that is almost half of New York. And that's only if you're counting properly. Because come to find out, we have a little problem with New York. And the problem is that apparently they weren't counting nursing home deaths with COVID at all. They weren't counting them as COVID deaths. Well, there's a reason for that. You know, you would think that they would, because in Michigan, Governor Whitmer, the scandal that's slowly evolving there and is going to be opening, there were two other states that followed New York to the letter in terms of their policies with nursing homes. There was a third that was actually very closely related to the way they did their policies, and there was another one that was kind of loosely associated with the way New York did things. Now, getting back to this, Michigan copied Cuomo almost exactly in terms of policy. And by that, I mean that they were sending people with COVID, younger people with COVID, into nursing homes, or just people in general with COVID into nursing homes. And here's how it plays out. Unfortunately, this is how it usually works. Someone who is independent enough to live at home and comes down with COVID, they might be elderly or even younger. Some of them were younger folks that had COVID, but they couldn't care for themselves for one reason or another. So they would put them in nursing homes. And you got to do something. I mean, they had to have some kind of facility to take care of these people. And instead of putting up what Florida was ready to do, they never did have to. They never got over capacity, but they were prepared and they had everything in place to put in field hospitals to care for people that couldn't be returned home. You stop and think about it. There's a lot of elderly folks out there who are fairly independent, who can get around okay. But if you get something like the flu or this kind of a disease where you become incapacitated and you just can't care for yourself, you can't send the person back home. And you can't just leave them in the hospital. And the hospitals are going to fill up. That was the whole point behind the whole, flatten the curve thing. Well, initially, flatten the curve was not intended, it was a stupid way to implement. The way it was implemented was stupid to begin with. And of course, we know that now. We didn't know it then. Everybody thought we were going to stop this whole thing in its tracks. And that's not the way a virus works. The experts should have known that. And what ended up happening was the whole country shut down because of a couple places where the major hotspots outbreaks were. And we handled it incorrectly. And, of course, following the guidelines from Mr. Fauci. Wearing a mask doesn't matter now. It might give you some false sense of security. It might stop a droplet. This is also the guy who said initially in January and even into February, no, it's not something that the population needs to worry about. The general population doesn't need to worry about it. And, of course, a month later, we're shutting the whole place down. He didn't realize the political ramifications of having a sickness hit the nation was that we could shut the economy. Their big thing was they had to shut the economy down. The left was pushing for anything that would shut the economy down. And it almost kind of seems like how convenient that it would happen in an election year. That's all I'm going to say. And it comes from a country that, oh, how convenient we were putting the pressure on with regard to trade. And, oh, the guy that gets in happens to have a lot of ties to China. They don't call him China Joe for a reason, for no reason, I should say.
Yeah.
So, my wife is telling me I need to come home soon. Apparently, she doesn't realize that I'm not afraid of snow. So I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked outside recently, but I don't know what's going on out there. So that's what's happened out in New York. At the moment, Cuomo is a little bit under the gun. And here's what's happening. This is what's getting really interesting. The left is turning on him. Now, for over a year, well, not for over a year, for the past year, especially when New York first broke out, they had the hottest spot. There was the hottest spot there. It was all happening there. Of course, it was all, oh, we have the dense population issue here. So they were shutting down there and things were really weird there. So they were shuffling people off to nursing homes and people were dying in nursing homes at unprecedented rates. And now we find out that they were covering up the numbers. And of course, you get funding for COVID debt. You get the federal government sends you money if you had a COVID death. I don't know why we're paying more for COVID death than we are for any other kind of death. But apparently that wins you. Hey, winner, you get some money, I guess, for the state or for the facility or whatever. I don't know where the money comes from or where it goes. I don't understand money at all. I don't know what money is. I have never seen any. I've heard it's out there, but I've never seen any. The issue really, though, was that he was covering this stuff up and he wasn't telling the feds what was going on. And he was doing things against CDC guidelines. Even though he said the whole time he was doing things exactly what the CDC guidelines, his claim is he was doing what the CDC had said to do. Well, the CDC wasn't saying to do what he was doing. And the trouble now is, the mayor of New York, de Blasio, probably one of the worst New York mayors ever in the history of mankind, in the history of New York anyway. Apparently, he is now calling for an investigation because he doesn't want to. He's basically saying, hey, it wasn't my idea. I'm not the one who made that decision. That was the governor. Now, I guarantee you, the mayor had to know something about it. At least within the city of New York, he had to have known what was going on there. He's claiming he didn't. This is his way of passing the buck and putting the pressure on Cuomo before he gets in trouble. That's what's happening here. I've been around long enough to understand that, you know, he's not standing in the way or trying to help protect Cuomo at all. So he's trying to wash his hands of anything that Cuomo did, even though he probably knows about it. Hey, look at that over there. What's going on over there? Oh, that guy's a bad guy. Everybody don't look at me. Look over there. That's what's happening there, folks. Now, if it was a Republican mayor pointing at Cuomo, then I would, you know, that's kind of normal. Or if it was a Democrat mayor pointing at a Republican governor, that's a whole deal. That's what we had here in South Bend. We had South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg that was constantly on Mike Pence's case. He's a horrible man. Horrible. Oh, he's like the devil himself. And that's all we heard about. And of course, you know, then he would want help from the state whenever there was a problem. He'd want funding and everything else. So it's crazy politics stuff. But they play those games all the time. So I don't know how this is going to turn out for Mr. Cuomo. It seems kind of interesting, and even some of the news media now has, since the election is over now, they're kind of starting to ask questions about it. Of course, this is the guy they were touting as who they wanted to be their president for a while. Come think about it. You know, he won an Emmy. The guy wins an Emmy because he got on the television every day. He had a report on the COVID and kept everybody informed. Just because the guy gets on there and rambles on like some yokel local with a podcast, you know, gets on there, just starts yakking away about his Volvos and stuff. Who would do that? That's crazy people. And, you know, he gets an Emmy for that. I guess I should probably get an Emmy, shouldn't I? At least I kind of share information that's pertinent, don't I? At least in my world it is. I don't know. By the way, we got people listening all over the world now. I wanted to kind of talk about this because I think I will before I forget, because otherwise I will forget. Of course, now my computer's slow. I need to find out here what's going on. Geographic stats. What's happening in the country? Yeah, we got, is that Venezuela? Got some listeners there. But we actually have, this is kind of interesting, Vietnam. I don't know if I talked about this before or not. We actually have some people in Vietnam listening to the broadcast here. Also have Taiwan listeners. Quite a number, actually. Indonesia, there's some. All over Indonesia. Indonesia's a spread out place, lots of islands. For those of you who didn't know that. Also, of course, Nigeria. Got a lot of Nigeria. Some Iranians. Italy. That's the way they say it there. Italy. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm sure some people do. Ireland, quite a few. United Kingdom. Germany, of course. France. Italy. And Finland. Finland, and I believe Norway. Maybe not. Nope. Norway and Sweden, not a single one. There are some. What is that? Right. That's Russia. How is that Russia? That Russia's over there. What's that little thing right there? It's right beside Lithuania and Latvia and Poland. That's not Ukraine. What is that? I don't know. My geography is, they don't have these labeled very well. So I don't know. So here we are. Here we are, folks. And I don't know what's going to happen now with, by the way, we do have some listeners now in Australia. However, there's still none in New Zealand. I'm a little bit taken back by that. I'm a little bit upset at the New Zealanders for not listening. Pay attention to New Zealand. Listen to the news according to me. So that's kind of what I have right now. Now that's kind of the stuff that's going on. And it's just getting back to the whole thing that's happening and the way they operate in Washington there is that, you know, they have some kind of big event that they can keep in the news cycle while other things are going on. So yes, we had this gun control stuff is coming out. Now the gun control thing will be the top of the list of things. And in the meantime, there will be an interesting a bunch of other things going on. We talked about the 14th Amendment and what Schumer might do with that, with Trump yet. They will probably try to make that a big issue. I've got some audio of the stuff that Schumer said about Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. In the midst of a crowd of people in front of the Supreme Court building. And I've also got some audio that I will play. Of course, if this was a video, I'd play the video. But you can only hear it. It's like picture. It's you know, it's not picture radio. It's just radio. And if you could hear the people beating on the doors, if they could have gotten in, they would have. And the kinds of things that they did in effigy. And this is what gets me. Nancy Pelosi and all of her self-righteous indignation stands up and talks about the president of the Senate. And then she had to think about what his name was. Mike Pence. They were threatening to hang him. Hang Mike Pence. Okay, then go after the people who said that and who threatened to do that. Don't go after the president for those people. They're not his puppet. And why don't you bring them in front of the Congress and ask them if they said it because Trump told them to. And then give us some evidence that he actually had a conversation with them prior to, because everything he said publicly didn't have anything to do with that. He never told anybody publicly in any kind of speech to hang Mike Pence. So there must have been a private conversation. Do you have evidence of that private conversation having happened? Just blame the person who did the threats, who made the threats, and who was going to do the thing. So that's all I'm saying. And then she's got the audacity and the gall to say something like that when there were people out on the Capitol Mall with, I remember back when George Bush was president. Not one of my favorite presidents. I thought he was, at first I thought he was a good guy. And more time went on, I realized, you know, this guy, especially by 2004, I mean, he was, you know, he had to beat Kerry. John Kerry.
John Kerry was running for president, and he was very presidential. Lurch. His name was Lurch. You rang.
And as he was doing that, I was glad Bush won. It would have been much worse with Kerry. However, it wasn't that much better. And we ended up in a situation with all of that, that there was people on the mall burning likenesses of George Bush, beating him with sticks, with these little things that they had put up, little dolls that they had. They had his head on a pike on a television show. They had his, they were doing that kind of thing. They were, you know, hanging him from nooses at the, on the White House Mall, on the Capitol Mall. All these protests and stuff that were going on. Now, So not knowing what's going on outside, I'm a little bit distracted right now. I'm a little bit concerned about the snow that might be falling out there. When I came in an hour ago, it was not that bad out there. And I'm going to text my wife. I'm in the middle of the show. So I guess that's all I'm going to say right now. She's begging me to come home. I think she just is. She just wants her milk. That's what this is all about. So I need to go home and fix the snowblower, because I think tomorrow morning I'm going to be up at about 3 o'clock in the morning, blowing the snow off the driveway, probably. So I'm going to call this the News According to Me show for the day. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be up bright and early talking about some things. And I want you guys all up with me. I'm going to do my best to get this thing posted before midnight tonight. Hopefully it will upload. Glad to be back on Parler. And hey, folks, if you are in an area where there's bad snow, and I know that most of the northern states, at least in the Midwest, are getting blanketed and covered by all kinds of crappy weather. So, take care on the highway out there, because it's a dangerous time. There have been pileups all over. Texas had a really bad pileup. Several people died down there. They don't know how to drive in ice down there. And it's hard to drive in ice anywhere, really. But yeah, God bless. Have a good night. Take care. Be careful out there. Good night, everybody.